AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's president is back in Washington warning that Russia has its sights set on more than just his country. Sakhar Magani has more.
Volodymyr Zelensky says even as Vladimir Putin fights Ukraine,
his real target is the freedom. Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
Zelensky's trip here comes with Congress deadlocked over approving more aid for Ukraine, a political fight he says is an inspiration to Putin, the Russian leader's dream come true. A day before Zelensky will meet with President Biden, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin called America's commitment to Kyiv unshakable.
America's commitments must be honored. America's security must be defended, and America's word must be kept.
And urged Congress to approve the aid during its last week before the holiday recess. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's defense minister is rejecting calls to ramp up the country's military offensive against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. He tells the AP the current phase of the operation will take time and refused to commit to any firm deadline. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking the Supreme Court to take up and rule quickly on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results. A federal judge has ruled the case can go forward, but Trump has signaled he'll ask an appeals court to reverse that. Smith is attempting to bypass that court and keep the trial on track for March. The majority leader of the Wisconsin Senate is rejecting Democrats' calls to rescind his appointment to the State Elections Commission, that person one of the fake electors for Trump in 2020. Attorneys for a pregnant Texas woman who sought court permission for an abortion has left the state to obtain the procedure. The case was a test of Texas's ban, one of the most restrictive in the country. This is AP News. Stocks headed higher to start the week. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street ahead of the Federal Reserve's last meeting of the year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Monday. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.2%. The Dow added 157 points. That's about 0.4%. Macy's soared more than 19%. That's following reports that an investor group is launching a bid to take the storied retailer private. Markets will get updates this week on inflation at both the consumer and wholesale levels before the Fed's meeting wraps up on Wednesday. The central bank is expected to hold rates steady. Investors will be focused on any clues about when the Fed may start considering cutting interest rates in the future. Major stock indexes are on a six-week winning streak. The S&P 500 is up more than 20% for the year. Treasury yields held steady. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.23%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.